Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Not flashed back several years. It's a Cubs song on WGN. What do you know? To celebrate the new musical Miracle that has just been recently extended here in the Chicago area at the Royal George Theater. And we have many of the cast members from Miracle in studio with us this morning. And nice to have everybody here. And I'm just going to have everybody go around the room to introduce themselves. Go ahead.
Norm. Hi, I'm Norm Boucher. I play Pops.
Hi, my name is Byron Willis, and I play Larry.
I'm Michael Kingston. I play Weslowski and the Sleaze.
I'm Veronica Garza. I play Babs.
I'm Elise Wolf. I play Danny.
Good morning. I'm Brandon Dahlquist, and I play Charlie Delaney.
Nice to have you all here with us, and some back again.
Yeah. We've acted together, Dean.
We have acted. We have performed together. I'm surprised that you even admit that.
I take great pride.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I would leave that out of my resume conveniently.
No, I lead with it, Dean.
from It's a Wonderful Life.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your turn as Mr. Potter is
my,
legendary.
My Mr. Potter and your George Bailey.
That's right, Dean.
Yeah. What people? Wow. Yeah. Theater historians years from now will be talking about her. And somehow you've managed to get another job. After
I don't know
that.
How. It's going well.
Yeah, nobody listens here, so I'm safe. But somehow you've managed to get a job after that. You guys have to be having a blast. It's really amazing to me that outside of Bleacher Bums, there really has not been another Cubs play or musical, you know, or something along the way. It's really kind of amazing, given the affection for the Cubs here in Chicago.
Yeah, it's a great fan base. They've really showed up. Cubs fans, there's the Venn diagram of musical people and Cubs fans. There's a lot of them. And they're coming out to see the show. And, you know, we have, truthfully, standing ovations every night, authentically. It's a great ending every night. It's a family show. So people are really excited to kind of come with their intergenerational, you know, grandfathers, granddaughters.
Yeah.
It's pretty special.
It really does work for all generations. Now, are you the youngest cast member?
Yes, I'm 13.
13 years old. Yeah, nice to have you in with us today. What's this like? For you, because, I mean, you know, a lot of us have been long-suffering Cub fans through the years. So the fact that there is something which celebrates the World Series win and all that, you know, you're kind of new to all of this.
Yeah, I didn't have to wait too long for them to win. I had 10 years, and then I was good.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fun seeing people come in, because you see these people who have been Cubs fans their whole life, and then they come in, and they are reliving it, and it's just incredible for them to see and for us to put on for them.
Yeah, talk to me a little bit about the premise and just the show itself. And what it's about.
Well, it's about the Delaney family, and they own a bar in Wrigleyville, and their fate is sort of tied in with the Cubs and whether they win or not. And happy endings all around, thanks to the Cubs winning the World Series every single night at the Royal George.
Yeah, you are bringing in some actual Cubs players. As well, that had to be fun for you guys as well, right? When we see them on the news every once in a while, and they come and lead everybody and take me out to the ball game or something, right?
Yeah, Michael Kingston and I get to do the seventh inning stretch with Cubs players sometimes, and that is not normal.
Not at all.
In a musical.
Because they stink, you mean?
They're not
trained singers, you know, performers like you.
No, but they are. They're very calm when they get on stage.
Really?
And they have a great energy, and they're used to being in front of an audience. Mm-hmm, so they've got it.
Yeah, yeah. No, Kerry Wood and David Ross, and I listen to hear if they're singers, and all of them are nailing it.
Really?
So, oh yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah. I lean in close enough so I can hear if they can actually sing.
Right.
And so they all.
So you can talk about them backstage
if
they can't.
Did you hear that voice on that? Yeah. Yeah. No, they all sing. They all sing.
Have there been some Cubs moments with some of the actual players when they've been there?
We usually just get to hang out with them after the show, get a photo.
I'm sorry to jump in here, but when Dave Ross came to see the show, there's several Dave Ross mentions because Charlie Delaney, the character in the show, played college ball with him. And the audience lost their minds every time we just said his name. Really? And when he hit his home run in the series at the end of the show, they show it, and you couldn't hear the play for another minute because the audience went crazy for him.
Wow. It was electric. Yeah, it was absolutely electric that night. It was so cool.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. And the people are really reacting to the show that it's been extended now. What do you think's driving all of that?
I think people just love having a good time. It's impossible to walk out of the theater without having a smile on your face. The songs are great. The story, obviously, it's a happy ending if you're a Cubs fan. And I really think people enjoy having a good time at the theater, and that's what we're giving people.
Yeah. It's at the Royal George Theater, which is, it's not the biggest house. It's not a tiny house by any means, but it's intimate enough that, you're actually seeing people's faces while you're performing this. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting a sense that you must get a sense of the kind of instant reaction and tapping into something that's so much a part of people's lives while you're doing this. Is that right?
Yeah, we can see the audience members, and I've learned that when people are feeling emotional, they touch their face.
Really?
They hide their eyes or their mouth because they're scared and excited. And when we win, we can see people crying, and it's emotional for us.
Wow, that's so interesting.
Yeah, Wilson Contreras was had tears in his eyes when he was watching the video of the seventh game. Yeah.
Is it intimidating in any way having some of the players there while you're doing it?
Sometimes when we're singing about the Cubs losing a lot, I feel a little bad.
But
we make up for it in team spirit, and in the end, we're all so overwhelmed by the win.
Well, I mean, there is a history with this team,
so
it's not like it's the first time they've heard anything about the lovable losers.
But I feel bad.
Yeah, it's part of the deal. But to do it right to their faces
exactly, is
something completely different. So you're going to do a couple of songs for us, Norm. What is the first one that you're going to do?
Well, the first song is called The Voice Above the Crowd, and the song's got kind of a rich history. It was written in 1999 by Julian Frazen, and it was written for the dedication of the Jack Brickhouse statue on Michigan Avenue. Dennis DeYoung performed it at the 2003 All-Star Game at Sox Park. And it's used in our show as a way for the grandfather character, Pops, to connect with his granddaughter, Danny, while they're at the game. And he fondly remembers listening to the Cubs broadcasts with his late wife.
Oh, okay.
So there's great video footage of Harry Carey and Vince Lloyd, Lou Boudreaux, and Ron Santo. And so Norm is going to sing us The Voice Above the Crowd.
Nice WGN connection. Guys, take it away.
He gave us hope, he shared our dream. No matter what the score, he cheered for our home team. Behind the mic, he made us proud. Each time we'd hear his voice, the voice above the crowd. We'd hear his voice so loud and clear, and in that moment all our doubts would disappear. We have a chance, he'd shout out loud, we're going all the way, hey, hey, above the crowd. It was his time, a different day, when hometown heroes never used to go away. It was a time, we like to say, when those who played the game still had a sense of play.
He was the voice up in the booth, so finely etched into the memories of my youth. Somewhere out there, beyond the crowd, I know it lingers there, the voice above the crowd.
You didn't tell me you're going to make me cry here.
Hey, there you go.
Nobody told me that was going to happen.
You do see audience members wiping tears away, especially the ones that lived through Brick House.
Lord, of course you. That song brings back every memory.
Absolutely.
Of, you know, running home and watching Jack Brickhouse on TV. Absolutely. So what, I hope, did you get something even more depressing for me?
No. We're going to send you out with a banger. Certified bop.
All right. It's a more upbeat song.
Yeah, this one is written by our fabulous composer and lyricist of the show, Michael Mahler. He's a Chicago guy.
Been here many times.
He's been with What's a Wonderful Life as well.
Yeah.
Mike's just great, super talented.
Super guy.
Great man. And he wrote a great score for us. And this takes place in the second act. This is kind of the community that hangs out at Maggie's bar, rallying around Charlie to try to get him to see the good. And this song is called You Gotta Have Faith.
From Miracle at the Royal George Theater.
You don't get it, Charlie. Perhaps the situation is less than ideal, and all the problems you mention, I admit they are real, but there is one little fact that you left out of your spiel. We're not your tenants, we're your pals. We've been through hard times before, we'll be through hard times again, but just hold on a little longer, and I promise you, when we put a woman in the White House, things will finally be zen. So let's hear it for the gals. You gotta have a little faith. You gotta have faith. Your car may have a flat tire, but you don't light it on fire. You have.
I can't believe what I'm hearing. Hey, Delaney, what gives? It's like we all had our backs turned, punching your shins. We used to describe you with such superlatives. Now I have to eat my words. Nom, 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 nom. If you were in so much trouble, why'd you fare Mayor Bush? Cause if you got a problem, we can find the solution. Sure, the sleaze may be handsome, but he's also a douche. Don't align yourself with turds.
You gotta have a little faith. Your money but faith.
Cause when you're all that loose ends, you don't evict all your friends.
I understand why you scoff, but we could be better off.
Okay, you're sad and defiant, but we got freaking Chris Bryant, so now.
Look, I know this place, cheering clover, but things are not as desperate as they seem. Nothing's ever over till it's over. Don't you turn your back on your team. Centuries of losing don't define us. We're the ones who show up every year. Don't let doubt and dirt bags undermine us. Can't you see the good we've got here?
Cups, friends, and beer. The only thing you lack is faith. Your family has faith. But if you fall into bar, then fix your own freaking car.
And find new customers, dear, cause we're your regulars here.
Remember all that you lose. Hey, buddy, don't you refuse to have faith.
Wow, look at that. That's fantastic. Great job on that. Thank you. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Are you all right?
I panicked. I couldn't hear it at first. We're good.
We had a small headphone snafu in there. Fantastic. Wow. That's how much fun is this?
It's a lot of fun.
Perform this every night.
It's a lot of fun because we get a different audience. Until every
every audience member says at the end of the show, it's such a cute show. It's a good family show. So it's a lot of fun. We get to do it every 7 days a week. And I'm happy to take over a role from Jonathan DePeace Butler. So, yeah, so I'm glad to be on board.
Is every show a little bit different, too? I mean, every audience must be a little bit different,
reacts
a little differently.
Yes, we actually talk about that in the dressing room. We're like, okay, this is the one. Mm-hmm. And Norm always said, oh, they can stick around.
Yeah.
And we have a good one.
Just want to keep the good audiences there. Yeah.
And if they look quiet, we like, okay.
Yeah.
What do we have to do? What are we doing wrong?
Right. But
yeah.
Right.
We have a lot of fun.
Yeah. Somebody texted while you were performing, asking, will there be a CD that's put out?
You know,
from the show. It sure makes a lot of sense.
I don't know that answer. I think we'd all really like it. You know, I just don't know the answer to that. I think it would be a good idea.
Well, let's put the idea out into the universe.
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's put the idea out into the universe. And somebody also said, you know, this would be great to perform during the off season in Arizona.
That has also been talked about.
Yep. Yes, please.
You know, I wouldn't mind 6 weeks in the sun.
No, neither would I.
Spring training, of course.
What else is there to do in Arizona?
All the producers in the next room are like, stop talking.
No, stop talking about it.
Stop talking
money,
about
money,
stuff,
money.
Right?
Oh, that's so funny.
A lot of fun. And aren't you guys doing something special for the anniversary show?
We are.
Coming Friday night is...
Friday the 30th. We're celebrating...
Your 108th performance, right?
Yep. And we've got some cool stuff. We're doing complimentary Eli's Cheesecake and Byron's Hot Dogs. We're doing some prizes, gift cards and raffles and stuff. Some gift cards would be for Cassati's Pizza, Ocean Prime Steakhouse, and Carnival Restaurant.
Nice.
So it's going to be kind of a fun party.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Yeah.
The best way to get tickets and such is the Royal George box office.
Correct, and that number is 312-988-9000.
Or miraclethemusic.com or ticketmaster.com. Guys, thank you all so much for coming in. We'll look forward to seeing you all again soon. And thank you very much for coming in.
You bet.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, we appreciate it.